Good morning. So first, to those in the front row who are preparing to receive First Communion, how are you guys?
Good.
Good. Great to see you. I'm glad you're here. Have you ever been really, really thirsty?
Yes.
Same. Right, and it's probably not them just in the front row. Right, everybody, all of us here, at some point we've been really, really thirsty. And you know, when you're thirsty, you can try to satisfy your thirst with all sorts of different things, right? Like a mud pile, right? You could try, and would that help? It might, a little bit, but then your mouth would probably be kind of dry for a while, and then you'd still be thirsty again. But that's actually kind of like the perfect example, right? Because we have this craving, this desire, this thirst, and we can fill it with things that will satisfy our thirst, or we can fill it with things that will not satisfy our thirst. What we thirst for more than anything else in human life isn't a physical thirst. We have a deep interior thirst. And our thirst is to love and to be loved in an authentic way. And real love is to give ourselves completely for the good of another. To be loved is to have somebody else give themselves completely for our good. This has a particular meaning, this thirst, for Kim and Lily, who are preparing to be baptized. Because Jesus comes to this well, he asks this woman for water, but Jesus is really the one who's prepared to give her water. And you're preparing in a particular way, right, to have your thirst quenched through baptism, through the water that will be poured over you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit on the night of the Easter Vigil, Saturday, March 30th, 8 p.m., right here. It's coming up. It'll be here before we know it. But we always have to be open to our thirst and aware of it and aware what our thirst is really for. The Gospels tell us so much. They give us so many rich details about what happens in Jesus' life. And there are so many details about this story of the Samaritan woman that we could go into. But maybe just one, which is that it tells us what time Jesus went to this well and met this woman. He tells us, John, that it was about noon. And this means two things. One, that this woman had gone to the well in the heat of the day, when it was baking out, when nobody wanted to be outside. And she went there at noon so that she didn't have to see anybody else. Because of the way she had been shamed, because of the way her neighbors talked about her, because of everything that she had been through, she just didn't want to see anybody. And all of us have parts of our lives that we kind of maybe wish or think nobody would ever want to see. The second thing is that Jesus comes into that. He meets her there in that place, where she doesn't want to be seen and where she thinks nobody would ever want to see her. And he meets her there about noon. In 3 weeks or so, first on Palm Sunday, and then on Good Friday, we're going to read the account of Jesus' suffering and his death. The gospel, John's gospel, is going to tell us what time he got on the cross. Remember what time he got on the cross?
No.
Noon. And on the cross, he says a number of things, but one of the things that he says is, I thirst. The deep, almost unquenchable thirst that we have to love and to be loved, Jesus has too. And what he thirsts for, more than anything else, the only thing that can quench his thirst, is you. He simply wants to be loved and to love you. Where are we thirsting? Where do we need living water? What part of our life do we maybe want no one to see and maybe don't want Jesus to see either? In the coming weeks, if nothing else, let's just let him be with us.